Outside the box, making a pessimistic prediction and hoping it will be wrong. Today's topic is danger to the world. There are terrible changes taking place in our country as a result of the new administration in Washington. One special concern, will the U.S. eventually adopt the harmful policies the administration is practicing toward most of its citizens and residents as acceptable or even the norm? Or will we overcome the cruelty and terrorizing of this administration and revert to a more humane set of government policies? I hope it will be the second, but fear, at least in some cases, it might be the first. For example, right now, ICE and other government agencies are terrorizing and trying to deport thousands of immigrants, many of whom are asylum seekers, going through an authorized process, or with legal work permits who want to stay in the U.S. But they're being hunted down, captured, held in concentration camp-like facilities, and deported anyway. Will this be an accepted or even legal policy toward immigrants after this administration ends? Or will we condemn it strongly and say, never again? What about the reduction in funding and denial of benefits to access basic needs, food, housing, heat, health care, and more, for millions in this country who simply are not paid enough for their work or have a low income because of inadequate Social Security payments? Will the gulf between rich and poor widen even further into two very divided societies in the U.S., one with multiple homes and the other living paycheck to paycheck, or worse? Will we continue to move energy policy back to the 1900s and ignore climate changes that are endangering our environment as we burn fossil fuels? Will we fail to get back on the renewables track and further jeopardize health and safety as a result of climate disruption? Will we continue to rewrite history and misrepresent or lie about the present to favor the regime in power? Will important data that is still on the internet disappear, like so much has already, that is seen as detrimental to the current administration? Will we let federal officials take over national elections, what should be the responsibility of the states, so that we increase the likelihood of rigged results? Will we continue to pretend there is no discrimination in this country, racism, sexism, homophobia, and other forms of prejudice, so those who already benefit from these isms benefit even more? Will a savage and powerful trashing of any opponent of the president or current government policies and a punishing through investigations and legal action of any dissent become a daily occurrence, causing those who disagree to become fearful of speaking out or criticizing the government in any way? Will foreign policy be U.S.-centric so that aid to another country will be offered only based on how much the U.S. is helped? Will the U.S. attack politically, economically, and or militarily any other countries who choose a political path different from the U.S., using national security as an excuse? And will the power of the presidency continue to be significantly greater than the power of Congress, the judiciary, the states, or the public to satisfy the president's lust for power, creating a quasi-dictatorship? How can we make sure these ideas are not normalized, but rather are relics from the past that will not return, at least in our lifetimes. We can hope for elections in 2026 and 2028 that turn things around. But will they be free and fair? Will members from a different party be elected to office who will return us to life before authoritarianism? What will we do if these pessimistic predictions begin to come true? What can we do now to make sure they don't? To use this temporary challenge to democracy as a learning experience to create a freer and fairer country that ensures greater well-being for all. I'm Larry Danziger, feeling really, really nervous about the future.